Are you working? What kind of work do you do? What is it you want to do when you grow up?
Hey, yo, I'm going to be a tit-out. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference. Cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Jake, shake me down. Haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap. All they heard was a sound. Yo, I scoped it out. I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass. She just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me, yo. We can do this shit right here in front of your people. We'll see
time.
Okay. So we'll say, welcome listeners of the website.
You've already ruined it. You've already ruined it.
Okay, I'll throw it over to you.
Well, no, I didn't. I think we should be very informal about it.
Okay.
Hey, what up, guys?
Hey, friends.
Hey, friends. You did the fist.
The fist dump?
The fist dump.
The fist dump. That's not a thing.
Fist dump.
So, well, I guess, you know, what should we should talk about what we're doing here. This is the first inaugural episode, first inaugural, redundant.
You're sitting very close.
Am I sitting really close?
It's really.
Well, because we have a mic, we're recording live from my backyard.
I understand
in
that.
Unseasonably warm weather.
It is. A beautiful Brooklyn backyard.
Beautiful Brooklyn backyard.
But there's I turn to talk to you.
There's a corner of dog poop. I'm literally right next to you.
We're looking into each other's eyes.
So weird. So weird. There, we have one mic. All I got is one mic.
If Endless Love starts playing.
I don't know.
If Endless Love starts playing, I'm out of here.
All I got is one mic, one thing, something, something.
Mm, good.
You have it, like, written all over the walls of the storage room that you participate in. I don't fucking know. I can't tell your job. Anyway, so what are we doing here, folks? We are...
Welcome.
This is the first... This is the Yachtsman and, of course, the Skiz, as you can hear. This is the first podcast of the Apostles of Bob. Which is the official DGWU basketball podcast.
Yeah, it's just, we have a spinoff.
Yeah, it's our spinoff from
the Creptastcast. It isn't even that popular, but
no,
we're spinning off.
So we actually wanted to increase our failure by making a basketball podcast, which if you're living in Western New York, you're immediately pressing square on, which is the stop button on your whatever media player you're using, because you... Chances are you don't like basketball, and you don't want to have anything to do with us.
Your Deej boner went flaccid.
Yeah, it went flaccid. So I'm going to say you don't want to hear anything that we have to say. You probably don't care about basketball. And guess what? You're a jerk. So F yourself. But if you like basketball, welcome to the Apostles of Bob.
Welcome.
Welcome. The Apostles of Bob. It is a send-up to the Disciples of Clyde, which was the former podcast of... Great NBA blog, Free Darko.
Best NBA blog ever.
Kind of dropped off in the last year or two of its existence, though.
Yeah, that's why. But that's why it closed down.
I mean, that's why it closed down.
It
went from like being an awesome NBA blog to being like too esoteric for its own good, and then like it just went down.
Yep.
It just like closed. So that was run by Bethlehem Scholes, currently of the Classical, which is like the new Grantland, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So another kind of pseudo-intellectual, highfalutin sports blog on the interwebs run by guys who were too smart to like sports and should have probably become college professors. But instead, they decided to become sports journalists.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's pretty accurate of Grantland and the Classical. Basically, the antithesis of DGWU.
Yeah, I can't read most of the stuff on there.
I can't spell antithesis.
No, I'm not even going to
try.
My head hurts.
So the Apostles of Bob is the antithesis, yet an homage to the Disciples of Clyde.
Yes.
And who is Bob? You can speak to this.
Bob Corkum.
Oh, you fucked it up already. You've already fucked it up.
We agreed on this.
I said no hockey. I said no hockey. I said no hockey, no Sabres, no hockey. I don't want anything to do with ice. I don't want any snow. Bob, I'll do it again. Bob is who?
How many more shots do I got?
You have one more shot, and just get it right, goddamn it.
Bob,
bitch.
Bob McAdoo. Formerly
of the Buffalo Braves.
Yes.
The franchise...
The LA Clippers, if you will.
The LA Clippers. The franchise which I sadly miss, even though I never saw them play a single minute. The great heartbreak of my life is that I grew up in Buffalo, New York, without the love of a good NBA team, and the little three, Niagara Bonnies and Canisius, were well past their prime when I was a young pup.
Wasn't there a fourth in there?
It's called the Big Four, and UB is the fourth.
The Big Four.
Yeah, the Big Four. That's... Which if you're calling that the Big Four, then I could call something else big. Right, guys? Your penis. Anyway, that's fucking weird.
You're sitting way too close.
Way too close to make that comment. That's way too close. It's way too close. So creepy. Anyway.
Uncomfortably close.
Uncomfortably close.
The Big Four. Okay, so that's it. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, man.
What are we fans of? What is our team? Since you all know that we're failures as Bills fans
and
Sabres fans. And although we don't talk about much on the blog, we're both Cubs fans.
We are both Cubs fans. God knows how.
Well, that's another day and another...
Pseudo-Met fans as well.
Yeah, but what about...
the basketball, we share a love as well.
Yeah, and recent for me.
Recent for you...
which I can talk about.
Quasi-recent for me, the New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we both live in the New York metro area, and we're huge fans, born out of despair, really, because I became a Knick fan, really, in the mid-90s. When everyone else was kind of like a Jordan fan.
Like I was. School.
Yeah, like everyone was a Jordan fan.
Right.
And I, being the contrarian that I have always been, I was like, no, fuck that. I'm from New York. I was a big Yankee fan at the time.
Ooh.
I know. Can you imagine those days when I was a Yankee fan?
Yeah, that never happened for me.
I know. And I love the Yankees, and I loved the Knicks, too, and Donnie Baseball and Patrick Ewing and... You know, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, like, I love those. John Starks, like...
But that's a while back. I mean, that we're talking...
We're talking, like, yeah. But, I mean, even then, I didn't really
20
know...
20 years ago.
I didn't really know basketball. And then it kind of reached its peak in the 99 finals. And then I went to college and hated basketball.
Me too.
I
Same
hated
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I stopped watching basketball. I swore off it. I focused wholly on college basketball. I think that was with the rise of, you know, defensive basketball and just not... good basketball and not really any good stars.
No, I don't think it was the rise of the defense. I thought there was no defense whatsoever. That's why I hated basketball in that era. Because I remember watching basketball and just seeing like no defense and just nothing but running the floor and throwing up ridiculous shots, and it was all about I think that's one of the reasons why there's so many people that are still like refuse to get into the NBA right now, because they haven't given it a shot since then.
Yeah, by defense basketball I meant offensive. When
yeah,
I said defense.
That's why I was like sitting here like, wait, no, that's not right. Which so
clearly an idiot.
So but you still were that they were your team for a while.
Yeah.
And so I was the same way. I stopped watching basketball for a while. I was one of those Jordan kids.
Right.
was a Bulls kid because I didn't have a team. I was from Western New York. So I'm a Bulls fan. I love Scottie Pippen. Although Scottie Pippen was always my favorite.
Totally underrated player.
Love the Bulls. And then like as the years went on and like, you know, Jordan was gone and Pippen was gone and I got to college and didn't care about the NBA anymore. I was like, you know, I never really loved the Bulls like I thought I did. I thought I did. I cared. I watched all the games and I was excited. But I'm like, I didn't. My heart wasn't in it.
It's also the rise of San Antonio.
Oh, which was just...
Which is just the worst.
The worst thing
to
for
watch.
The... It was just...
I mean, yeah, I love fundamentals just as much as the next guy, but good God.
Just...
Those guys are like no personality... Like the,
I was gonna say it's like watching paint dry, but paint dry is more exciting.
Yeah. Oh God. If the
can,
you know every 2 years the Spurs would win a title, and it was
garbage,
grueling to watch.
Yeah.
Like
so,
thank God for those Kobe Shaq years because the NBA might have.
That's when I started to come back. Like
they
might have 2003, 2004. I started watching. I was out of college. It was my first job.
Mm-hmm.
Out of college, I remember watching those finals and the Pistons coming around,
right.
And then I got back into it. But before I became a Knick fan, I'm only a Knick fan. I honestly, like the last 2 years, so I can't be like I'm a diehard Knick fan. I love the Knicks now,
but you love basketball.
I hated the Knicks. I do. I love basketball,
right, but you love basketball, and that's why.
I just think it's funny though. This is a team that I hated when I was younger because they were like the rival of the Bulls, and I was like, you know, fuck Patrick Ewing, fuck John Starks. I hated those guys. But then I didn't have a team. I just had players that I liked. And then being out here and seeing this scrappy Knicks team before the Melo and Amari deals.
Right.
I liked watching
the Rooster team.
David Lee.
Yeah, David Lee.
David Lee and
David Lee, the uncoachable David Lee.
And Gallinari and Chris Duhon, and watching those guys scrap and compete.
Yeah, no, when I they hated shouldn't Duhon. Be.
Yeah, I know that. But those were just the guys that
Ray Felton?
I was very upset when Ray Felton was gone last year. I think they should trade back for him.
So that's kind of the background of where we're coming from.
We'll come back to the Knicks roster in a bit.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, you know, not to get too much into it right now, but that's where we're coming from basketball-wise. And I think we're probably the two, I mean, the Apologist is a huge basketball fan, but he's, you know, he likes Utah. Uh-huh. You know, he's kind of weird with his basketball. He knows a lot, but I never really talk basketball with him as much. I talk basketball way more with you. Which is interesting.
And we made him on the Craptastic Cast.
He's the basketball expert.
We would usually make him do the NBA stuff.
Right. Yeah. So this is kind of our little way of spreading our basketball wings.
We're excited that the NBA is back.
Yeah, we're just pumped that the NBA is back. So it's figured we'd start with the Apostles of Bob, and this would be the first one. And so I guess right now we'll talk about
what are we excited for.
The three reasons individually. Why we're excited that the NBA is back. So I'll throw it over to you, Skizzer.
Let me start
out.
You
said you already knew. Yeah,
since we're just talking about the Knicks, I will start with one reason I'm excited is that this will be, I feel like last year was my first full-blown season as a Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. So I have a little Knicks love under my belt. Mm-hmm. And now I'm excited to have a year under me.
Wow, you had it easy. You didn't fucking even go through the Isaiah.
No, I haven't any of that. You know, I mean, yeah, I hate Isaiah Thomas like more than anything. I'd walk away from this team if he came back.
Oh, Larry Brown to Isaiah Thomas. Oh. Talk about a 1-2 punch of awful.
A lot of popcorn. So it's a lot of popcorn.
Oh, God.
What I'm most excited about with the Knicks right now is that the Knicks have we'll come back to it more later, but I'll just say they have the best starting front court in the Eastern Conference.
So that's one reason to be excited.
Tyson Chandler coming in.
That's the best move they've made since drafting
Ewing. And I said this on the last Craptastic Cast. Besides Dirk, obviously, the reason why Dallas won the championship.
You can't win without a center. You cannot win without a center. That's why I don't understand why.
Maybe the
so
best defensive. Who's a better defensive center than
there
the
isn't
NBA?
One. No. There isn't one. There isn't one. You can't win. You cannot win without a center.
True.
Like, it's just impossible. And that's why, like, it's so funny to me, like, all these guys who kind of get obsessed with a point guard, like, having a star point guard. Like, you look at the last 15, 20 NBA champions. I mean, aside from, like, what? Like, Stockton? They didn't even win the championship. Okay, the Spurs. You can't really, like, there's not really a dominant point guard that stands out. I mean, Iverson, but they didn't even win.
No, they never got there. They never won, though.
Like, they didn't,
I mean, cause even last year they won with Kidd last year, but he's not.
He was past his prime.
Oh yeah, he's
he wasn't the Kidd of the late 90s.
He's doing the basics right.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's doing fundamentals. But centers, you win with centers.
Yes, and now Amari
Shaq,
now Amari can be a true four.
Chandler,
it's amazing.
Tim Duncan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are all. David Robinson was, although Tim Duncan's like a hybrid.
He is.
Forward, center.
So that's my excitement. I read that. That's my number one. What about you? What's your? I don't know. These are in no particular order.
All right. So we'll do mine.
We'll go back and forth.
Me. I'm super pumped for watching Steve Nash, like us getting one more year out of Steve Nash.
One more year.
Yeah. I mean, one or two maybe. I don't know. He's 36, 37 now.
Is he?
He's the one who made me fall back in love with basketball. Steve Nash.
Is he 36?
Yeah, he's 36.
God, that makes me feel old.
Yeah. I mean, he got drafted in 90 from Santa Clara in 96.
Once saw him in a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Did he have enough time? I don't know if he had enough time.
Just enough time. It was a nice little Saturday.
Did he go to Home Depot after? Did you follow him?
Yeah, I wanted to. He's kind of creepy looking in person, honestly.
He looks like a fucking alien.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, like, shat on point guards.
No, wait a minute.
I know. And I
true Deej fashion.
A true
point guard
true
suck.
Yasmin fashion.
I can't wait to see point guard.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see one point guard. Like,
okay.
Steve Nash transcends the position. Steve Nash is Steve Nash. Like, he's not a point guard. He is
a Nash guard.
Yeah.
he is phenomenal. I mean, that guy, when he is at his top, not injured, playing his game, he's it.
But Phoenix is in such a downswing.
I know.
That's such a bummer about it, because he's going to finish, because I don't think he's going to end up anywhere else.
No.
I feel like he may be the type of guy that walks away before having to go play a final season.
Well, he's got so much other stuff going on. Like, he's got, like...
What else does he have going on?
He's a owner of the Vancouver Whitecaps. He's got, like, a bunch of charitable foundations.
He's an owner of what?
Yeah, he's the Vancouver Whitecaps.
I don't know what that is.
I forgot, you don't watch soccer. He's an MLS owner.
The Vancouver Whitecaps?
Yeah, man, they're a team that have been around for like 35 years. They started in that NASL. You ever heard of the New York Cosmos?
That's a game system. The NASL. Oh,
man, you're totally.
Didn't I own one of those?
Totally oblivious to everything. You did own one of those.
Super Mario. Mm-hmm. NASL. What's a Whitecap?
Pele. A Whitecap? You don't know what a Whitecap is?
Is that the mountain?
Oh, you. You're sitting. Whoa. Hello.
That's gonna be right.
That's gonna be right in the mic. That is gonna be right. Oh, it's actually the barrister who's texting me. No. Anyway, so after your hurtful comments in the previous cast, you son of a bitch.
Deej fight.
I'm not a hipster.
No, what is a white cap?
A white cap is...
Is that a mountain? Like the white caps on the mountains?
No. A white cap is... It's...
Something you're the dentist.
No, it's like... It's the tip of a wave. Like, you know when you, like... See, like, a wave? And there's little... It's, like, choppy out. And there's, like, the top of the wave. It's the crest. And it gets, like, foamy and white. That's a white cap.
The way you're explaining it to me right now is so sexy.
I know. It's kind of weird. It's like a tit, right? Like, it's like my hand movement. It looks like I'm fondling a boob. Like,
that's what's
like
happening.
I'm like a lady that's laying down.
This is good for the listeners because they can see all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, they can totally see. Face or radio. Stupid.
So, Steve Nash. Got it.
Yeah, so one last courtship with Steve Nash.
Okay.
Possibly two.
My turn?
Yeah.
Two letters, one number.
Jerome James' ass.
I don't think ass is a number.
Sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Jerome James, 69.
Jerome James, 69.
Oh, understand that, if you're still listening and you understand that comment.
Why are you still listening? Turn this off.
Then we want you to be
our
friend.
Please turn this off. Please turn this off.
Jerome James.
Go home.
Is fat.
I know. Anyway.
CP3.
Oh.
Now on the Clippers.
Yeah.
Love it.
CP3 to Blake Griffin.
And they didn't have to give up Eric Bledsoe,
yeah,
which is a big deal. And
gave up Chris Kaman though, might be a deal breaker. Watch out.
Maybe
Chris
the Kaman ugliest man in professional sports
is the ugliest man in professional sports.
Yeah, I actually had a theory that Chris Kaman and Charo are the same guy.
I think actually Chris Kaman and Ryan Miller are neck and neck for two ugliest guys in sports.
No, Ryan Miller's dreamy.
No, he's not. He's got like a sunken face and he's cross-eyed. I promised myself I wouldn't talk about hockey.
You did again.
I promised myself. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Two ugliest men in sports. Chris Kaman and still Chris Mullen. Continue.
So, Chris, during my hiatus from a fan of any team, I decided to kind of cheer for the Hornets because I love Chris Paul and I love them at Wake Forest. I actually own a Chris Paul t-shirt jersey. Did not spring for the jersey. Let's be honest.
Although NBA jerseys are the cheapest jerseys in any league.
They are. And I am going to
spring. They're laughably cheap.
But I'm going to give a shout out to Joe. Joe Pizzoni, Buffalo Wins. Because he said on Twitter that if you think about it, the CP3, the Chris Paul throwback, will be
a Buffalo Braves.
Back to Bob McAdoo.
And back to the Apostles of Bob.
Boom.
Boom. And we bring it all around.
You see how we do that?
Back around.
It's amazing.
Bring it back around again.
The wheels are turning.
This is for the people in the sun. This is Metro. I got you.
You did get me.
I got you. Rage.
Rally back around again.
Anyway.
I'm excited to see him. I'm a big Chris Paul fan. I'm going to buy that throwback jersey.
You're going to buy the McAdoo throwback?
I'm going to buy the Chris Paul Braves jersey.
Buffalo Braves, yes. Chris Paul, I'm sorry.
Got it. They're not called the McAdoos.
I know, they're synonymous. Bob McAdoo and
I legitimately think a lot of people are like, well, they gave up too much.
Give up too much when you're the fucking Clippers.
No, if they could have swapped out Bledsoe for, and not Drew Bledsoe, Eric Bledsoe. If we could have swapped out Bledsoe, I'm becoming a big Clipper fan already. They're going to be my West
Bills
team.
Reference. Minus one for Bills reference.
True. My West team is going to be the Clippers now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to follow Chris Paul wherever he goes.
Being from not from an NBA town, you can flirt with that.
Yeah, and also because they were the Braves.
Yeah, and they were the Braves.
So, there's cool. That tie I can there. See that. And I love Chris Paul, and I love Blake
you
Griffin.
You love Chris Paul.
I do love Chris Paul.
I don't know how you feel about Blake Griffin.
I love him.
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin. That's, what was that? Was, who's Blake Griffin?
I don't know.
Sounds like an action star from an awful 80s movie. This summer.
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin returns.
American Ninja 8.
Blake Griffin returns.
Anyway,
he's. You know what he did in the off season?
Broke his knee.
He didn't. Ooh. No, he didn't break his knee. Did he?
Remember, 2 years ago when he broke his knee?
Yeah, he did. That was 2 years ago. No, this off season, when
he got an internship with Funny or Die.
He got an internship with Funny or Die. People are going to Europe and playing and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I'm gonna go work for a. I'm gonna do an internship.
He's like, I hate money
for a comedy website. I just, he's a funny guy. I like him. He said, I heard an interview with him where he told his agent to reach out to the Globetrotters.
Yeah, I heard about
and
that.
And his agent was like, no.
No, and he wanted to play for the Washington Generals.
Yeah, that was right. That's
he
right.
Didn't want to play for the Globetrotters.
He said, I want to go play for the Washington Generals. And he meant it. Like, that's I love that. So
that's
I,
awesome.
The Clippers are my, the CP3 and the Clippers are my second reason I'm excited for the NBA.
Okay, so that's your second reason.
Got
and
it.
So I got to come up with my second reason.
Go.
So my first reason was Nash.
Yeah.
My second reason...
Down in the spot. Go.
I'm going to tell you what. My second reason is, unfortunately, the same as yours, is the New York Knickerbockers.
There it is.
And what they're going to do. I'm excited to see how they're going to be. Because, yeah, we talked about it. Their front court is on paper the best front court in the East right now. Hands down. However, they barely have a point guard in Tony Douglas. Their shooting guard
He's not a true one.
He's not a true one. He's a tremendous defensive guy, though. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks have brought in a ton
is
of...
Is he a defensive guy?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Their points per possession per every 100 minutes was something absurd... Or every 100 possessions last year was something absurd. Like, when he was on the court, it was like 105, and he was off the court, it was like 100... Oh, I'm sorry, against was like 108... And then when he's off the court, it's like something like 117 or something.
Too many
ridiculous.
Numbers. My head hurts.
Well,
I'm going to take your word for it, though.
Okay, here you go, hockey fan. The plus minus when he's on the court,
got it,
is far
yes.
in the much higher in the plus than right. it is when
I
he's
got
off.
It now. I'm fine.
So he's a defensive specialist.
I'll take your word
in
for
my
it.
Opinion. At least as much as of a defensive specialist that the Knicks have in a smaller guy, and then. So I'm excited for the front court, but I'm also interested to see what the hell they're going to do with, first of all, their question marks at point and shooting guard and their bench, which doesn't exist.
Non-existent.
They don't have a bench.
They have
11 guys under contract right now, if that, maybe?
Not,
10 guys?
Well, let's see. Counting the rookies, I think 10.
10 guys under
so
contract.
Well, I guess we're going to do this later in the show. We can do it now. We have the starting five. And then you have Shumpert, the rookie. The two rookies. You have
Imam Shumpert,
who's like a combo.
He's like a combo shooting guard.
And the center, Harrelson, out of Kentucky.
Josh Harrelson, yeah. Okay. Who played in Europe last year.
They are bringing in a rookie from last year named Jerome Jordan.
Yeah.
Who's very raw.
He's a seven-footer.
Yeah, big guy.
Yeah.
But very raw. We'll probably won't see much time unless he's for it, which he might be forced to. So you have those three. And then you have Bill Walker.
Yeah.
Who will be on the roster?
Ah, Bill Walker.
He's
not bad.
I love Bill Walker.
He's not that bad.
He's a guy that can.
I don't mind him.
He's a guy one night he can drop 23 on you, and then the next night he can drop nothing on you.
Yep, and lose a lot of possessions.
Yeah, have six turnovers and go 0-for-8. Bill Walker,
The Knicks,
and then after that, Ronaldo Bachman is on the roster.
Ronaldo Bachman is back, and that's all that matters.
But they're trying to package him in any deal they can.
South Carolina standout Ronaldo Bachman. That is,
and I'm leaving someone out.
Ronaldo, you are. I can't remember who it is. I know they want to get Mo Evans. They might not.
That would be fantastic. He's a defensive two. That's
yeah,
what they need off the bench.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Fuck Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford is going to go out of the Kings or the team with Portland. The team in Portland. They play at the Rose Garden. Trailblazers.
I'm going to need to reach out to some Knicks blogs because no one else is listening right now.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't give a shit.
Everyone's turned it off. We're talking to ourselves.
We're talking to ourselves. Totally fine. So that is my second reason. Stop it.
What?
So now
sorry. I blacked out.
I know. I blacked. I passed. I don't really have.
I'm on three. I'm on three.
You're on three. You're on three.
One,
two, dick wop. There it is. I have fucking railroad spikes on my backyard table. What is this?
I don't know. You guys got some kinky shit going on in this house.
We got some weird shit going on here at the yacht club.
I shouldn't laugh at that. That's awful. So my third reason that I am excited.
The Carroll Gardens Yacht Club. The Hoyt Street Inland Yacht Club.
Can I start doing my impressions now?
No.
Damn it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to sneak one in.
No.
I almost did a Carson.
You don't have any impressions.
No, I know, but that's the best part.
Yet you have 80.
Let me do one.
You don't have any.
Name any celebrity.
Yet you have 80.
Name any celebrity. I'll do it right now.
I do a wicked Diane Cannon.
Hi, this is Diane Cannon. I like the Lakers. My face is tight.
And you're Ava Longoria.
Hi, I'm Ava Longoria.
I like the Spurs. I used to like the Spurs. And now...
French people smell.
And now I like the Rockets. Right? Oh, got it.
I don't...
I won't.
That.
Really? Nope.
Is that an offensive?
No, I'll stop now.
And we've run off course. I have to give my third reason.
Please. What's your third reason?
Well, it was Jerome James Ass. We've already talked about it.
That's cool.
No,
you can claim that as your third.
My third reason that I'm excited for the NBA is back is so I can argue with all the people that hate the NBA.
I like that. Yes. And that brings me to the point I've been wanting to bring up for a week now, which is the skizzes zero.
Uh-oh.
The speed in which you go from zero to proletarian rage.
Proletarian rage.
Which
we're gonna start selling these t-shirts on the website.
GGWU Sports, zero to proletarian rage in four beers. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's
it. What we determine on the phone that there's a time. We have to figure out the time. It's zero to rage in a certain amount of time.
Proletarian rage.
Proletarian
not
rage.
Just rage. We're talking like full on like societal uprooting, you know, monarchies and established governments rage.
I have a temper.
Yeah.
I do.
You have like reign of terror.
But I'm also very calm.
When?
Now.
Fair.
No, I mean, I don't like... I'm not... I don't walk around wearing tap-out t-shirts with...
No.
And, like, just angry getting into bar fights. I just have these little moments where I get really angry. But
you have these
gone.
Rage storms.
But we've talked about this before. They're rage storms.
Rage storms. So, when you talk to people about the NBA...
I had a lovely conversation on Twitter last night about the NBA
with
some people.
A guy whose avatar looks like Justin Bieber. Who is that guy?
I don't know.
He looks like Justin Bieber.
He writes for Joe.
Oh, Joe. One of your guys looks like Justin Bieber. What?
Want me to do my Justin Bieber impression?
I look like an idiot. What's your Justin Bieber impression? Hi, I'm Justin Bieber. I sing songs.
No.
What?
Well, that was an awful impression.
Proletarian rage.
No, it's not proletarian rage. I get angry. But my thing with the NBA, though, is a lot of the people that are just like, no, I don't like the NBA. Like, the best argument I saw against the NBA, and I said this to you earlier, was he's not listening now because he doesn't like the NBA.
No,
but,
he doesn't.
But writer for Joe
should.
At Buffalo Wings.
Fucking jerk.
You asshole.
Stewart.
And you're in Austin, dude, Mr. Matt Stewart. You could live Dallas right now, this emergence of a great team.
Where the hell is
team.
Austin? Compared to Dallas?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Austin's like 5 hours.
No, they're close. 20 minutes. Tops.
20 minutes. 20 minutes. You are someone who does something with young minds that gets molded.
That's sad.
You are in charge of futures. You're in charge of futures.
I couldn't even get. I had an insult that I held back on against someone who's not here. Okay, moving on. And his argument was just like, I don't like the NBA. I find it boring. Fine, that's okay. He didn't want a reason. He's just like, I don't like it. And I'm actually okay with that argument.
Yeah, that's cool because that's what you say about soccer.
Yeah, but I've given it a shot, and I'm a little. This isn't.
By the way, this is the most extreme dodge of a question ever. What is your third reason?
I gave it.
Oh, what was it?
That I'm excited to argue with people who say they don't, that NBA is awful.
I pay attention. I'm good. Let's cut this out. It was that.
No, that's in. We're not,
by the way,
we're not editing
you're
this.
Now on plane number 30. going over the podcast. Don't worry about it, guys.
We should have.
Thanks, Sully.
Yeah.
Anyway. See what I did there?
Plane break.
Sully Sullenberger. Don't say plane break. Don't say that.
Why?
Oh, I thought, okay, plane, as in a break for the plane to go by. I thought you
meant. It's actually a reference to another podcast.
I thought you meant plane break.
What? No.
In half in the sky.
Why would you?
I don't know.
How did you get that?
I'm a sociopath.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a sociopath.
Why are you?
We should actually turn the podcast into talking about my problems.
Welcome to the Apostles of Bob episode 2. You're sitting close enough to put your head on my shoulder.
My broken childhood.
That's the third reason why the Yasmin's excited for the NBA.
That is the third reason why I'm excited. It's my broken childhood.
I didn't finish my last point, but it's fine. We're good.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't at all.
Allegation.
I don't need to. I don't need to make my point.
No, legitimately, my third reason why I'm excited for the NBA to come back is that, and I promise myself I wouldn't talk about this sport, but finally, there's a commissioner out there who is worse than Gary Bettman, and I believe his name is David Stern.
Yeah,
it's got to be right.
He's awful.
He is that. What an affront to like. I don't know, capitalism? Not capitalism. That's way too broad.
That's a reach. I don't know what
it is.
It
just feels bad. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I wish I was a smarter person, but, like, just him. Okay, how about this? Del Demps is an NBA GM who is relatively experienced in personnel development and making acquisitions of personnel.
Right.
David Stern, who is the person next to him that makes decisions about acquiring personnel? Stu Jackson? I don't know. Yeah, that's the only other one in the front office right now who's ever been a GM, and look what Stu Jackson did in Memphis.
Stu Jackson.
I'm sorry, Vancouver. Wait, he made such terrible decisions, they fucking moved from Vancouver and went to Memphis and fired him. And now he's
forwards,
the head of officiating.
Bryant, Big Country, Reeves.
Great call.
Let's build a franchise or a big fat white guy who was not even that good in college.
Not even that good in college and was like the best businessman ever in that he was like, I mean, he said this in interviews. I played hard my senior year so I could get a guaranteed contract from the NBA, buy a bunch of land in Oklahoma, and become a farmer.
Which is exactly
what
I did.
Which is exactly what he did. Exactly.
Wait,
so good on him on swindling the NBA.
I tried that, didn't work out.
But like, you did.
What were we looking at? I
think you tried that, but you realized you were 5'10", and then you had a really issue.
I am sorry.
6 foot.
I'm 5'11" and 3/4".
Mm-hmm. You are. no, you are. But so like, Stu Jackson is the only one in that fucking front office who can make any decisions. Whatsoever, and he's terrible at it. He has a terrible track record. David Stern is not a guy. He is an owner. He is the de facto owner right now, and that's terrible.
So you're excited for the NBA because the commission is awful.
Yeah, it's NHL Schadenfreude.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like
totally actually.
Finally,
in a terrible, weird way.
I know, in a terrible sociopathic Yachtman way. that's why I'm excited because. It's like, they're a joke.
Yeah.
They're a joke. I mean, how could you? So now you have guys like Dan Gilbert and Michael Jordan, who Dan Gilbert is a farce of a human, as we saw during the decision process, which, yes, I didn't like the way LeBron did it. But what LeBron chose, I didn't like the team that he went to, and I didn't like the way he did it, but I'm okay with him making the choice. But Dan Gilbert's reaction as an owner
was awesome.
Was awesome. Yes, it was.
It was great.
It was great. But would you want Terry Pegula coming out and doing it like that, writing a note, an enraged note that was sort of nonsensical and laughable in Comic Sans font?
Buffalo has an owner, I think, that would do that, though.
No, Ralph Wilson would die of a fucking stroke before.
If we're lucky.
Oh, if we're lucky. Mark it. At 30 minutes, the DGWU crew wished death upon Ralph Wilson. Thank you. Anyway.
You said Martin something.
I said Martin Short. I was going to say Martin Short.
Fuck that guy.
That's not even Jiminy Glick.
He ruined Father of the Bride, too.
Really? It was. It hinged on him.
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to keep going on that.
What has he done lately?
Jiminy Glick?
Well, yeah, but that no, that wasn't lately. That was like 9 years ago.
That's all I got.
I don't know.
You know.
Martin Short, if you're listening, call in. To our phone line that's non-existent.
Come on, Uncle Marty. Give us a ring. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that.
And that's how we end it.
Whew. No, but... So, yeah, that's why I'm excited about the NBA return.
I don't think any of it made any sense.
I am. I think...
We're excited because basketball...
It's not really NHL. It's not really NHL Schadenfreude. It's really... I'm very intrigued to see how this whole thing is going to play out. Like, is CP3... Are CP3 and Blake Griffin going to meld? Of course they are. You know, we're going to forget about this entire episode when New Orleans loses 60 games and and the Clippers become relevant in L.A. again with alley-oops from CP3 to Blake Griffin. Like, at the end of the day, I'm happy how it went down. I'm not pumped that Donald Sterling, who is clearly a racist and also a creepy shower provocateur. You've heard those stories about how he's like...
Well, my favorite Donald Sterling story, though... For people who don't know that are listening, he's the owner of the Clippers. We have to finish this up in a minute, but like Donald Sterling.
Anyone who got this far in this podcast knows exactly who Donald Sterling is.
Good point. Sorry,
if you made it this far.
Well played. the best Donald Sterling story was that this past season, he was sitting in the stand behind the bench, talking trash to his point guard. He was talking shit to Baron Davis. Baron Davis is the Clippers point guard. And calling him fat. Like, the owner of the team. So picture, this is like Pegula sitting behind the bench wearing a Green Man outfit and banging on the glass.
Or sitting behind the bench and calling Derrick Roy a pussy.
Yeah, that was the next step.
I actually would kind of be happy about that.
That would be amazing. He should do that. He should do that.
God damn it, hockey comment.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's like Thor. We just can't get away from it.
You fucking bro. But yeah, so that's a true story. Sterling sat in the stands and talked shit to his point guard.
Wow,
that's awesome. I understand that he's a creepy racist guy, but that's like, that's one cool thing to do right there.
There should be
more owners talking shit to their players. I'm paying you a lot of money. Lose some fucking weight, fatty.
That's true. Baron Davis, that's a heartbreaking situation though that happened there. Like, Elton Brand tells you for an entire offseason, I'm going to sign. You should come in. We have the cap room for you. And Baron Davis goes and, like, ostensibly thinks his best bud is going to be his hybrid center, small forward. And then, like, just, like signs with them to a relatively long-term deal. And then fucking Elton Brand. That's, like, Elton Brand is the worst kind of person.
And he's not even that good.
He's not that good.
No.
But they probably could have been pretty good when Baron Davis signed that contract. Can you imagine? I mean, if Baron Davis and Elton Brand were in L.A. at the time. I mean, L.A. was kind of on the up and up at that time.
Right.
Remember when they had that kind of flash in the pan season a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah,
Elton Brand was playing great for him. Chris Kamen was coming in, spotting minutes. Like, it was...
Kamen was playing like an all-star. Davis was playing like an all-star.
Well, Baron Davis wasn't on the Clippers at the time. Yeah.
But who was running the point then?
It was some shit box.
Was it Andre Miller?
I can't remember exactly who it was, but then like Elton Brand like convinced Baron Davis to come to the Clippers.
No, I'm thinking when Baron Davis was on Golden State when they made that little run.
Oh, that was sick.
That
dude.
Was awesome.
That was Baron Davis, Monte Ellis.
Ellis was like a rookie, I believe, that year.
Ellis was either a rookie or like a second year guy. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. That city embraced them so hard. Which just proves like
And then they've shut the bid the last few seasons.
Well, I know, but like that just proves like people like bitch about small markets and people not like going to games and stuff like that. Like,
NBA is not that at all. NBA is the most non... Like, maybe the NHL is a little better with this.
I made this point yesterday to that kid. What the hell is his name? I don't know.
I don't know it at all.
Nice guy, whatever. It's like Jägermeister or some shit like that.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Goldschlager? Goldschlager.
Something Schlager.
Yeah, something Schlager.
I don't know.
Anyway, he writes for the Record, I think. The Buff State Record.
He writes
anyway.
For Joe, too.
Yeah. Anyway, we went way too far with that. But...
Let's recap all the Sabres goals.
Awesome. I think it was... Anyway. I was wrong. We'll have to cut that out.
So anyway.
No, but it was like... In the NBA, especially with mid-level exemptions, now the amnesty for the next 2 years or a year, and the severe luxury cap hits, it's not fucking baseball. Like, small market teams can be are fine.
And have San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio has won, what, two titles?
Absolutely. More than two.
The last decade?
Three, at least.
Three, right?
I think three titles. Can't even, off the top of my head, I don't know.
No, two titles.
Utah has been competitive for beyond...
Utah was competitive for 15 years.
Yeah.
Because they had a good GM and a good
coach.
Didn't
win a title, but still were this dominant
Meanwhile,
team.
The biggest...
The Knicks have sucked forever.
The Knicks are the biggest market in the NBA.
New Jersey has sucked forever.
Yeah, regardless of...
Philly has sucked
Philly
forever.
Philly has blown.
Indiana for many years was very competitive.
Indiana was awesome. Miami, which is... I'm sorry, Miami is not a large market. Miami may have just recently become a large market, but Miami did not used to be a big market.
And they sucked for God knows how many years.
Well, they were awesome in the 90s.
And then sucked
for a while.
And then they got good again.
And Houston... I mean, we're talking...
Is Houston market-wise? What do you call them?
Actually, they're probably pretty big. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes. New Orleans, before all this shit happened...
Look at Seattle. Seattle's a huge market. They lost a team.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about big markets.
You cannot make that argument in the NBA at all.
No, it is about the way you are run. It is about your GM. It is about your front office. It's about whether your owner is committed to the GM's moves. I mean, every time... a big market team goes down, it's because the owner's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, they're fucking assholes.
James Dolan, Isaiah Thomas,
and Larry Brown. Think about it.
James Dolan's... fuck him. That's the one thing that does hold me back, and that was one of the reasons why I used to like...
James Dolan.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
The hardest thing about being a Knicks fan is knowing that James Dolan is running shit.
Yeah, because, like, forget about Ralph.
It's terrible.
Forget about Tom Golisano. Those guys are sick.
Buffalo fans have no idea about bad ownership. They have no fucking clue.
And I'm new into this whole thing, but what
they have no... Dude, I was a Knicks fan throughout those years. When I first moved to the city, it was the height... It was Larry Brown's first season. It was Van Gundy's last season, and Larry Brown was about to have his first season. And that whole fucking debacle, and then he brought in Isaiah... And then I mean, we're talking the Marbury trade, like all
this. If you asked James Dolan, if you went to him and said, "Mr. Dolan, would you rather the Knicks win an NBA title or you get a couple of extra gigs for your dumb blues band you play with?" He would choose the gigs for his blues band.
I don't think that's true.
My point is, I think he's self-absorbed. He's more concerned with himself than his franchise half the time.
Yeah.
Like, all right, obviously that's a ridiculous example, but, like, he's concerned more with his ego.
I think it's more like
this.
I don't think it's like that. I think he believes in himself so much so. He loves the Knicks. Don't get me wrong. I really think he does love the Knicks.
I don't think so.
And I think he loves Rangers. I really honestly believe that. But I think he is so in love with himself that he feels like he pisses gold. He pisses gold and he shits excellent. Excellence. When in reality, this is a guy who was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple.
I like that.
So, I mean, you're never going to
get... Did you make that up or is that stolen from something?
I've heard that for years.
Born on third base.
Thinks he had hit a triple.
Good.
Yeah. Like, so, anyway. So, that's James Dolan in a nutshell. So, like, anything... He thinks he can just, like, stride into the decision-making process and, like... You know, trade for Stephon Marbury or hire Isaiah Thomas because he folded the CBA, the Canadian Basketball League. Remember that?
He did.
What a fucking idiot. Anyway,
is that the Canadian Basketball? No,
Basketball League. Canadian Basketball Association was basically the NBDL before the NBDL existed. The D League.
That's not what the... It wasn't the Canadian. It was the Continental Basketball Association.
I thought it was the Canadian. No. You're right. It was the Canadian.
It was the Canadian.
It was the Continental.
Canadians don't play basketball. Ask the Raptors. Hey.
Too loud. There's children.
Sorry.
We're in a backyard. Don't forget.
That was at my own joke. All
right. So
ding-a-ding-ding. All right.
Obviously, we're running a little long, so we should probably wrap it up now. Yeah. The dog is barking your face off. So this is the first Apostles of Bob. Please let us know what you think. If you want us to be more douchebags and kind of make dick jokes and fart jokes like we do on the Kreptastcast, or if you want to talk more about NBA, let us know.
I was bored through most of this.
I was bored. And I appreciate you for listening.
And this will probably be a lot shorter next time.
Yeah,
too.
We're going to cut a lot more. We'll be a lot more concise. But thanks for listening. And, you know, preseason starts this weekend. Christmas games, kickoff of the season. I want you guys to watch.
NBA. Give it a chance, guys.
Give it a chance.
If you're not a big NBA fan.
I love this game.
Is that it?
Is that it? We're now going to play the NBA Jam soundtrack in its entirety.
No, we're not. We're not.
Too late. Happening. Go, Nick. Where you find Jake. Surprise niggas like a blind date. L rhyme great. And I'ma increase the crime rate for old time's sake. Run with me and I'ma make you a star. When me and my crew hit the clubs, we go straight to the bar. Leave them empty. I cruise through Harlem in the M3. Never pay for parties. Say my name and I'm M3. I'm on some 100G car shit. Superstar shit. Selling niggas that wet shit. Right out the jar shit. I'm dumb hot. I'll wreck you and your young flock. Keep the gun cop. Represent one block. 139, nigga. The danger zone. We quick to put a bullet in a stranger's dome. I'm known to kick a rough rhyme and rock much shine. Yo, I'm out. I done took up enough time. We out. No doubt. You know how we do. Flamboyant for life.